Saturday morning. Good morning. How are you? It is Trina Mara here. Something for the weekend. And Sarah Doyle is a life coach who's been on the show a good while ago now from the betterlifeproject.ie. And I just thought to myself during the week, Sarah is the woman we need to talk to because so many people, because of COVID, their lives have totally changed direction. I mean, literally overnight, people are working from home. They're maybe thinking about not buying that house that they were going to buy, you know, in the middle of a city because they're thinking, if I'm going to be working from home, maybe this could be more of a permanent thing and maybe I don't need to spend as much money in a city. I could move elsewhere. Some people need to change their job because the career that they once had is gone, which is very sad as well. You're seeing a lot of this, Sarah.
I am seeing so much of it, Trina. I'm going through it myself. And every client that I have been seeing over the last few months have been going through some sort of life or professional change. They feel maybe a bit disorientated or even very excited, but just unsure of what steps to take.
As well as career, I'm hearing so many stories about marriages and everything just ending because of COVID. They can't take being in the same house 24/7.
Yeah, I'm just seeing a lot of people from different walks of life experience change with different parts of their life. So be it relationships, be it some element of their personal life, health or fitness. It could be to do with spending or living arrangements. And then it could be to do with family and or their job. But I think COVID, for many of us who have been, I guess, lucky enough to be healthy and happy during this time, we've paused. We're not as busy anymore. And when we're not as busy anymore, we tend to have a little bit more headspace to focus, to take stock of life. So we begin a journey of personal or professional development, and that means that we need to, in some way, shake things up a lot. But people fear change. We don't like to shake up life too much. So that's why I personally, as a coach, see a lot of people who might look to me for a bit of support through that. But it's scary, to be really honest. I think when we do the same old thing, we create routines, and those routines provide us with comfort. So when COVID shook up our routine as much as it did for as many people as it did, we find ourselves not wanting the same things that we thought that we had always wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. I think even in terms of family has become so important to people and they've realised, you know, what they've been missing out. Like you say, people were so busy rushing to their job, maybe getting up at 6 a.m. to sit in traffic, maybe not seeing their children until bedtime for 5 minutes. And it changes your mindset completely in a way that it might not mean leaving your job, but maybe you could have a bit more balance in your life.
Hugely. I think for so many of us, especially when it comes to our job, we work at least 8 hours a day. That's a third of our working, a third of our day, our week, our month and our year that we spend in the workplace surrounded by the same people. We haven't been doing that anymore. We've been at home more. We've been enjoying living at home, spending time in the garden, spending time with our kids, connecting with people online over Zoom or over Google Meet. We've experienced and tasted a part of life that we never would have had before. So we are going to think about how we can continue to enjoy the parts of our life that we have been enjoying. For a lot of workplaces, they don't afford that level of flexibility yet anyway, but who knows? Fingers crossed that this might introduce a new way of doing things for a lot of people who are enjoying spending more time at home with their family.
Yeah, I think even, you know, if you'd gone to your boss 6 months ago and asked, could I work from home? You might have got an outright no straight away. And no, it doesn't apply to all industries. But now if you can actually say, well, you know, I've been doing it for the last 6 months without any problems, there's a better chance of them saying,
100%. And I think that there's a lot of people out there that would seriously benefit from the flexibility of being able to work from home.
What do you think then people should do if they want to, say, make these changes in their life and use this as an opportunity to kind of review the last 6 months and go, right, what was good? What was bad? What changes do I need to make?
Okay, so because I'm a coach, I'm very practical. So what happens when we're experiencing some sort of change like this? It means that the things that were important to us aren't important to us anymore. So it comes back down to what it is that we value in life. And our values are these guiding principles. It's our operating system. So what we value now in the middle of COVID might be spending as much time as we can with our family and friends. It might be creating a home that makes us feel really comfortable and happy and uplifted. So doing what I call a values inventory, basically just making a list of things that are important to us right now and today, and asking ourselves as we do certain things throughout the day, is this bringing me closer to the things that are important to me or further away from the things that are important to me? Now, life isn't perfect and stuff is going to get in the way. So it's never going to be 100% right. But if you find yourself constantly moving away from the things that are important to you, I think that we need to pause and ask ourselves, well, what do we need to change about our life? And how can I go about creating that change? Who do I need to talk to? What support do I need to put in place? What sort of resources do I need? Basically, create a checklist of all the things that you need, and then slowly but surely make your way through that list.
A friend of mine was actually saying, Sarah, they were about to get a huge loan to get an extension mm-hmm. done on their house to show off their house to other people. In order to get this huge loan, they were going to have to work their asses off for the next 10 years at least to pay this off. And I mean, really, really struggle financially to pay this. And they got this moment of clarity where they were like, do we even need this? No, we don't. Yeah. What we need to do is instead of, you know, working on a Saturday as well as all the other days of the week, we need to be at home enjoying the home that we already have.
Yeah.
It's weird, isn't it? The clarity that people now have.
It's weird, but it's also completely normal. I guess it's weird because we can go from thinking one thing to a few weeks later thinking the polar opposite. But it's completely normal during, I guess, those quieter times in life that we do often get a perspective that we never would have had before. Who was it? I think it was Captain Jack Sparrow from the Pirates of the Caribbean, and I'm always referring to this quote. But he said, sometimes the problem isn't the problem. The problem is how we think about the problem. Mm. And when our minds are so busy, when we are constantly on going from one thing to the next, we can't ever stop and smell the roses. So we think the extension is going to fix the problem. But when we've been forced to live in a house and have this new perspective, this new mindset, all of a sudden we're seeing and appreciating things that we've never seen before because life was too busy. There was too much noise. Well, the volume has been turned down on all of that for us. Mm. We've been forced to stay indoors. We've been forced to keep our networks really, really small. So we're going to see life from a different angle. And for a lot of us, we really like what we see. But the problem is, well, how can I keep it? Mm. Or what happens if it goes away?
Materialistic things seem to have gone out the window. Isn't it funny, you know, because we got used to almost not going clothes shopping every weekend because we couldn't, you know.
The amount of stuff that I personally have donated to charity. I was only talking to one of my neighbours about it. We've moved house twice since lockdown. And I can't believe how much we've accumulated over the years that myself and James have been living together. And it has been such a nice feeling being able to purge myself of all of the stuff that I don't need anymore. There's so much stuff. So it's just been great personally. And then from the people that I've spoken to as well, just decluttering your life of all of these material possessions that you thought would make you really happy, but all they ever did was just give you a momentary burst of pleasure, something that you could hold on to for a second, but realize you can't take that to bed with you and cuddle it at night.
Yeah, do you know what? So I think
to let go.
Clutter in my home and having too many things, too many clothes, too many towels, too much bed, all these things in my home, I think are almost the biggest source of stress for me. It's mad to say that. But then part of me kind of feels, oh, they're too good to let them go. As someone who's done it, you'd recommend it.
Absolutely. Now, I'm not going to lie, I'm very slow. And I didn't read Marie Kondo's book about sparking joy, but I get the basic principle of it.
Yeah.
But I am looking at a whole lot of stuff that I haven't used in the last 6 months. And I'm going, you know what, you're not sparking joy. The things in my life that spark joy are the hands that I'll get to hold and the people that I'll get to cuddle. So those are the things that I'm going to hold on really tight to. So the clothes or the bags, the sheets and the towels, I'm so proud of myself for getting rid of that. And there are links between how a cluttered environment can cause a cluttered mind and how if you declutter your environment, you are creating a calmer, I guess, clutter-free headspace, which is going to have a positive impact on so many things. So it's tough, but I really, really do wholeheartedly believe in the impact that our environment can have on our headspace and being able to create an environment conducive to the headspace that we're aspiring to, I think is a really, really helpful and beneficial way to go about trying to create the change, but also sustain the change.
Yeah, it would be amazing, you know, to come into your home and to know that everything has a place and that you can find things easily. Yeah. You're not stressed out. Oh, we had actually on the show, God, it might be a couple of years ago, we had a feng shui expert on. She was from Galway, but she lived in Bali and she had the best life ever. And she was all about doing things like, you know, these broken things that you have in your house. Say you might have a weighing scales that never really worked, or you have a clock in the kitchen wall that's always a bit dodgy. Get rid of these things. Or plates or cups in the press that are chipped. Get rid of broken things out of your life. You don't need them. And she said that's the that's the easiest bit to start on almost.
I just put a broken cup in my cupboard yesterday. I can't.
No, get rid.
I think it's completely right. I really do. I guess so many of us could open up our cupboards and our drawers and see broken things or clothes that don't fit. Or
I have a whole wardrobe of them.
Things that don't bring us joy anymore. But for me, what I've also noticed as well is that, I guess, if you look at my wardrobe or the things that I have in my life, like a lot of that clutter was the occasional stuff, the stuff that I'd only ever look to or use every few months. Mm. So I've started to let go of a lot of that sort of stuff. And then I'm making a huge effort to use the everyday stuff more, or even better, use the everyday or use the occasional stuff every day.
Your I was fancy gifted stuff.
A beautiful body lotion, a fancy body lotion for my birthday. Old Sarah would have gone, I'll save that for a special occasion. New grown up Sarah is going, no, use this, enjoy this, celebrate your body and use the lotion, celebrate the day, use the lotion. So absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know what we're waiting for. Why do we do that? We put away the best, you know, cutlery and the best for other people or for a special, you know, for one day a year, Christmas Day. Why don't we use the lovely things that we have? It's a strange one. It's like we don't value ourselves enough to do that.
I am a huge advocate of using the occasional stuff every day. Don't save stuff. Don't wait. Celebrate today. Yeah. Use the fancy china ware. Wear the fancy dress. Do it all today. I'm a big believer in that. It's fun and exciting. Like, I don't know. I'm also a big believer in doing the stuff that we save for a Friday on a Monday, because we don't dread Friday. We dread Monday. So why are we going to constantly save things for the Friday when Friday isn't the problem? The problem is Monday or Wednesday. So I'm a big believer in having the date night on a Monday or having the takeout on a Monday, doing the exciting things on the days when we generally do need a little bit more of a boost.
Need a boost, yeah. I actually went and got my hair done last Monday. You know, and you never do on a Monday. Yeah, and it did give me a great boost. Yeah, there's a baby boom happening. I guess people are not putting off starting families as well because of COVID. That might have been something that people think, oh, my career, all this kind of thing, it's not the right time. And suddenly COVID kicks in and we're having a baby boom.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of people out there who are pretty bored. but it does. I think that so much of this comes down to COVID lockdown, the pause button that was pressed on all of our lives is just forcing us to slow down and to re-examine. We're doing a life check or a stock check that we may not have done prior to COVID. And we're noticing that there are things in our life that are important to us that we want to be able to pursue, or that there are things in our life that are no longer important to us that we want to be able to let go or release in some way. Yeah. So I think that is going to be reflected in so many different ways across our society. But that pause button that was pressed for us is making people go, hang on, I want to dedicate more time to this, or I want to take away from that because it no longer brings me joy.
What would you say, Sarah, for somebody who's been really thinking about this over the last while and they've realised they're in a job that they hate? Is this the time to change a job, or would you be holding off just considering we're in the middle of a global pandemic?
No, I wouldn't recommend changing the job just yet. I don't believe that we should make decisions like that when we're feeling tired or exhausted or overwhelmed or stressed out or sad in any way. It can be an incredibly saddening realization to come to, like, I no longer like my job, or I'm no longer happy in my relationship. But making a decision that's coming from a place of exhaustion, overwhelm, sadness, or even just a little bit tired may come back to bite you in the ass a little bit later. Mm. So what I would always recommend is, in the back of your mind, you feel that you may not like your job. Start to explore other options. Is there any way that you can shake up your current job? Are there any other opportunities that you'd love to be able to explore? Can you develop a new skill that would help you in your job? Mm. So to answer your question, no, I wouldn't recommend it in those circumstances, simply because if you're feeling tired or sad or overwhelmed, we may not always be making the best decision. Yeah. We make very, very good decisions when those decisions come from a happy, compassionate, grounded way. And sometimes what we need to do is to find a sense of calm again, find a hobby or try to upskill to challenge ourselves in some way. Mm-hmm. And if after that point you're still not liking your job, then I think that a transition is going to be very, very important.
Yeah. Just maybe not right now when there's so few jobs out there, because imagine the situation you could end up in walking away from a job. Also, you know, it might be an idea just to take a week off, have a little bit of a rest, take some annual leave.
Exactly. Yeah, I've changed job before. I used to be a project manager on an international development research piece. So very different to what I'm doing now. I worked in a university and now I'm a self-employed life coach. Changing jobs is one of the scariest things that I've ever done. It is worth your while trying to take your time, trying to understand yourself and trying to get really clear on what it is that you want to do. For many of us, we're going to be working well into our 70s. So we have the time in order to be able to ensure that we're doing something that we won't later regret.
Okay, fantastic. Sarah, if anybody would like to talk to you and get some advice, you're such a calm person. I love talking to you. How can we get in touch?
You can jump onto my website at thebetterlifeproject.ie or follow me on Instagram, Sarah_thebetterlifeproject.
Great stuff. Thanks, Sarah. We'll talk to you soon. This
Thank
is something
you.
For the weekend. It's Classic Hits.